Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Iowa law enforcement agencies will be on high alert through the Labor Day weekend, looking to decrease impaired driving and cut down on traffic fatalities. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is partnering with the Iowa State Patrol, plus local agencies including the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office and New Hampton, West Union, and Mason City Police Departments in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over High Visibility Enforcement Project. The GTSB says you'll see officers working together during this time to take drunk and drugged drivers off the road. New Hampton Police Chief Conrad Rosendahl says NHPD officers will be stepping up traffic enforcement with special emphasis on impaired driving, seatbelt, and speeding violations, along with texting while driving violations. According to the GTSB, last year, during the final 4 weeks of summer, there were 45 traffic fatalities in Iowa. 30% of those fatalities were caused by impaired drivers. Authorities advise there are plenty of options to help impaired drivers get home safely, including designating a sober driver or calling a taxi or rideshare. If available, use your community's sober ride program. And if you see a drunk driver on the road, contact local law enforcement. Iowa Republican leaders will gather in North Iowa tomorrow, while area Democrats are calling for a peaceful protest of the second annual Big Red Pollapalooza. Billed as the largest annual GOP event for 11 counties, the Mitchell County Fairgrounds and CRC Event Center in Osage will play host to a fundraiser featuring GOP speakers, vendors, campaign booths, food, and live music. According to the event website, confirmed speakers include Congresswoman Ashley Henson, Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd, and Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate. Area state legislators slated to appear include Shannon Latham, Pat Grassley, Charlie Thompson, Jane Bloomingdale, Mike Bergen, Dennis Guth, Sandy Salmon, Doug Campbell, and Mike Clemish. Meanwhile, area county Democratic parties are calling for a peaceful protest from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. Participants are reminded to stay on public areas and sidewalks adjacent to the Mitchell County Fairgrounds. A North Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to multiple counts of child sexual abuse, while his father has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to commit witness tampering. Criminal complaints filed by the Franklin County Sheriff's Office charged 32-year-old Nicholas Paschal of Latimer with three counts of second-degree sexual abuse, each a Class B felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison. FCSO alleges Paschal committed multiple acts of child sexual abuse between May 1st and May 31st of last year. In a separate case, Paschal was charged with unauthorized possession of offensive weapons, a Class D felony. That comes after authorities accused him of being in possession of and using a machine gun just outside Latimer between September 18th and October 1st of 2023. Additionally, charges of conspiracy to commit witness tampering were filed in late July against Paschal and his father, Jerry Paschal. According to the criminal complaint, the two had a conversation on July 22nd while Nicholas Paschal was in jail about how to influence reporting party statements. 2 days later, Jerry Paschal allegedly admitted to having the victim's sister contact law enforcement to state the sex abuse report was false. Both Nicholas and Jerry Paschal are scheduled for trial starting October 21st in Franklin County District Court. Nicholas Paschal remains held in the Franklin County Jail on $75,000 cash-only bond. Almost 2 months after the alleged incident, a Northeast Iowa man has been charged with trying to rob a mother and daughter at knife point. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office arrested 47-year-old Joshua Giorko of Hawkeye on Wednesday on two valid Fayette County arrest warrants. He is charged with first-degree robbery, a Class B felony, and fifth-degree criminal mischief, a simple misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Giorko is accused of approaching a woman and her 12-year-old daughter after they had gotten in their car in Elgin about 10:30 p.m. on June 5th. As they attempted to drive away, Giorko allegedly yelled, "Where's my bleeping money?" before pulling out a knife and stabbing the victim's left front tire, placing her in fear of serious injury. He then fled the scene. FCSO says video of the alleged incidents were captured on a nearby Ring doorbell camera. A warrant for Giorko's arrest was issued June 10th, and he was apprehended on Wednesday. He was transported to the Fayette County Jail, where he's being held on $25,000 cash or surety bond. Court records show Giorko has been convicted 5 times for OWI and multiple times for driving while barred, to the point he has been labeled a habitual offender. The Iowa DNR is investigating the release of copper in North Iowa. At approximately 7 o'clock yesterday morning, the DNR was notified of a broken pipe at the Zinpro facility near Garner that resulted in the release of an estimated 700 gallons of copper-containing liquid. The material then flowed into an on-site storm drain, ultimately discharging into a drainage ditch located on the west side of the facility. Cleanup efforts are currently underway. The drainage ditch has been dammed 1 mile downstream of the discharge location to prevent further spread of the material. Reports of dead fish have been confirmed in Drainage Ditch 81 between Zinpro and Sioux Avenue in Garner. The water has displayed a blue hue, likely due to the release of copper. Residents in the area are advised to avoid contact with water in Drainage Ditch 81. There were no injuries reported from a house fire yesterday afternoon in northeast Iowa. The Sumner Volunteer Fire Department says they were paged just after 2 p.m. Thursday regarding multiple reports of a house fire with large flames showing and heavy smoke. Upon arrival, firefighters found a single stall carport and its contents fully engulfed, with fire spreading to adjacent structures. SVFD says firefighters were able to quickly knock down the flames and cool the adjacent structures, with firefighters on scene for about an hour. The cause of the fire is still being determined, but there were no injuries, and the tenant was not home at the time of the fire. The Big Four Fair in Nashville will feature a big collaborative effort to bring STEM activities, make and take crafts, and prize giveaways to the new event center on the fairgrounds. Nashville Public Library Director Heather Hackman says the joint effort began to take shape last fall.
Back in October, November of last year, we decided that we were going to do something at the fair just to get everybody included in the county. Other counties do this in the area, so I thought, you know what, it'd be fun to have all six libraries from the county do this. New Hampton Public Library, the Nashville Public Library, the Upham Memorial Library, which is in Fredericksburg, the Lawler Public Library, the Alta Vista Public Library, and the Ionia Community Library.
Hackman says the featured attraction is the Iowa PBS STEM trailer.
What the STEM trailer brings, though, is science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematical, different scientific approaches, and basically anything that the kids can have their hands on and build or experience. The trailer is full of interactive, hands-on, STEM-based activities that spark curiosity in the children.
Hackman says there will be activities for all ages, including teenagers who can try their hand at plumbing. Interactive sessions will be available all 4 days of the Big Four Fair, with hours from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Sunday, plus 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Monday. The City of Rudd is hosting an end-of-summer bash on Saturday. The splash pad at City Park will be open all day. There will be a fire department lunch from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Hoover's Hatchery Chick Display. There's a car and motorcycle show from noon to 2 p.m., burnout competition 2:30, a chicken barbecue from 5 to 7 p.m., a live band from 6 to 9:30 tomorrow night, parade at 7 o'clock, and the event wraps up with fireworks at Rudd Lake at 9:30 tomorrow night. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.